up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
The City Council meets tonight at City Hall and will make public appointments to the Laguna Canyon Road Task Force. The task force will take on the daunting job of making recommendations on how to tame traffic and address concerns by residents about a flurry of development planned along our corridor. A sheriff's spokesman said an Orange County Fire Authority helicopter plucked three hikers out of Wood Canyon Wilderness Park about 9:40 p.m. Saturday. The three apparently lost the trail and found themselves in steep and foliage-covered terrain when they called for help about 7:30 p.m. A sheriff's helicopter spotted the hikers but left the scene to refuel, leaving the rescue to a fire authority team. Two newcomers joined the school district's administrative staff. Jeff Dixon got the job as director of facilities, and Amy Kernan comes on as the coordinator for assessment, accountability, and special projects. The school board gave the pair the thumbs up last month. Village Laguna members selected incumbent Tony Eisman and challenger Rob Zerschmid as their picks for the upcoming city council election in November. Seven candidates are vying for three positions. Ginger Osborne leads the group dedicated to protecting village character in open space. She says members voted after reviewing each candidate's qualifications, experience, temperament, and leadership. The Police Employees Association will interview candidates this Friday. Association President Larry Bammer says he expects to make an endorsement shortly. And Howard Hills, president of Laguna Beach Republicans, says members expect to announce their selections shortly as well. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.